Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of What Are You Talking About? Today, my guest is Tennille Reid Burley. If you've watched any of the Fittest on Earth documentaries, you will have definitely seen her in action. As one of the hot contenders of the CrossFit Games from 2016 to 2018, Tennille had a stellar career in the sport of fitness. I was so excited to sit down with her this week and chat about her numerous experiences, plus how she views training now as a mum and whether or not she'd ever go back to competing. As someone who appreciates every ounce of life and is out of the competitive realm of CrossFit, Tennille's insight is super welcomed and I loved hearing all about her journey. As always, don't forget to like, rate and subscribe to be the first to hear all about our new episodes and content. Enjoy! Tennille, thank you so much for joining me. How are you?
I'm doing really good. How are you?
Very well, thank you. I was just saying it looks absolutely beautiful where you are right now. I'm very jealous. You're sat outside in the sunshine. How's life? You're a very, very busy lady, I know, but how is everything?
You know, things are really good. I actually just barely got off of a vacation and I got back and felt like so like re-energized that I like cleaned out all our winter clothes because it is like getting so hot here. I basically cleaned out all our old toys. Like I just went to town on my house, pushed it so hard that like now I have like a slight cold. That's why my voice sounds so funny. And I also just got back from the gym and I think I pushed it a little bit too hard in there. So now my voice sounds even worse. So anyways, things are really good. I really, really, really love my life right now.
Amazing. I love that. I know. Well, funny you say you just got back from the gym because I'm learning to experience hill sprints for the first time. And I feel currently like I've got Fran Lung. So I was like, this isn't the best to do a podcast on, but oh well.
Totally. Exactly. This is not my normal voice.
Okay, we can both sound croaky. I know this year you did the Open, right? For the first time in a couple of years. You've obviously had babies, etc. How was it kind of getting back into the community side, but the competitive side of CrossFit just a little bit?
Well, you know what? I thought it was going to be easier for me to just go back in the gym and be like, yeah, I'm just doing this for health. And, you know, just being a part of the community was fun. But like, I felt that competitiveness like come back to me like so hard that my husband, I remember him being like, hun, like, you don't have to compete. Like, maybe you shouldn't do CrossFit anymore because it's just like in you, you know? So, but just coming back into the gym was so fun because I kind of took a break from it because I am so competitive that while I'm pregnant, it's kind of hard to like slow myself down.
Yeah, that was what I was going to ask actually. Is it hard to just go in and train easily, I suppose, you know, quote unquote, just take it easy and do what you need to do? Like, is it hard for you to do that?
It is. Most days there are days like just like any pregnant person that you're just like, oh, like I do not feel like doing anything, and those days are like a lot easier for me to just be like, oh, I'm pregnant, like I'm gonna go slow today, you know. But there are lots of days where I'll feel so good and I'll just be like wanting to go much harder than I should, and I have to like mentally be like, no, like that's not purpose that we're in right now. The purpose right now is growing a human, being healthy, just feeling good and being happy in the gym. Like there's no reason to push yourself hard. So this last pregnancy, my first two pregnancies, I didn't step away, but this last one, I was like, I'm going to try doing something else in a different gym. Mostly that happened because the gym I was going to didn't have air conditioning. And I was like super, super hot during the summer here in Arizona, pregnant. And I was like, you know what? I think it would be safer for me to go to a place that's indoors. So I ended up going to an F45 gym. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but it's like circuit training. You go at your pace that you want to go. It's indoors and it had air conditioning. And I just felt like I was being a lot more careful and just like healthy. So I switched to that this last pregnancy. But then around 8 months after having my baby, I was just like itching for something harder. So I went back to CrossFit.
And that was Because am I right in saying your youngest is about 11 months now, right?
Yep, on Saturday she turned 11 months.
And so the open was kind of literally as you were itching to get back in, the timing
Yeah.
of it was quite good, I suppose.
Well, I'd probably done like 10 CrossFit classes, maybe, before I did my first open workout. So I kind of just like jumped right back in. But if you know CrossFit, you know like the community is just so like, just do it. Come on. Like, just do it easy. It's gonna be fun. Just see where you're at. And honestly, like I felt that. I was like, I want to be a part of the community again. I just want to have fun with everyone. I'm just gonna do these workouts to feel good. And I mean, yes, the competitive side of me came into it too, but it was just kind of nice to be a part of it again.
Absolutely. It is at such a special time, and I think it does bring, people from all walks of life together doing the same thing. Obviously, you are and have been an elite CrossFitter for many, many years, but that competitive edge, have you always had it? Because I love to ask, I wonder if people are born with it. Do you think you were kind of born with a slight competitive edge?
I think I am one of those people that was born with it. But I don't think that everybody has to be born with it. It can be developed. But I think I was one of those people that kind of was born with it. My father was very, very involved with my athletics and just like getting me super motivated and super pumped. And like, I think he saw that in me as when I was young and like used it to help me develop a lot of different skills throughout my life. So I think that for me, it was something I've just kind of like always had, luckily, because it's helped me through a lot of different things.
Yeah, absolutely. And what's your like earliest memory of competing?
Oh, geez. It probably was either fifth grade basketball or around that same time. I was in a city little soccer league. I remember my dad, both of those, helping me to he used to I remember being in our home gym doing these little leg extensions on like a smaller like little leg extension machine, and my dad being like, "You're gonna be able to kick goals from half the soccer field if we're gonna build these legs up so strong." And like he would just get me like so pumped up that like, and he would like motivate me with like money. He'd be like, every goal is gonna be $5. And like that for me was like, yes, like I'm the oldest of five kids and we were extremely poor. Like we didn't have very much money. And so like being able to like earn my own money and like be able to save it was like just super exciting and motivating for me. And I think that having good parents for me was something that really helped develop that competitiveness.
Yeah, I love that your dad was the one to be like, yeah, you're gonna be strong, you're gonna do this. Because I think as girls, like growing up, sometimes dads can go the opposite way, and not just dads, parents in general. But how much did it, like, obviously it motivated you, but did you love it as well, like doing all these different sports and wanting to be strong? Did it come from you as well?
Oh yeah, I mean I think I always felt like if a task was put in front of me, like instead of being like, oh, like scared, I always like felt like I could do that. Like I always felt like this confidence of like I can do it. If that if someone else can do it, I can do it. I'm totally gonna try it, you know? And I think my parents were always the people that were just kind of there like to give me that second boost of confidence, like, yeah, like, and which is something that I do with my parenting too. I'm like not the parent that's gonna be like, oh, don't do that, don't do that. I'm gonna be like, I'm just gonna watch and see if they can do it. And if they start to be able to do it, I'm gonna encourage them, like I'm not the parent that's gonna like hold my child kid back because it could possibly be dangerous, I guess. Like I'm just kind of like, yeah, go. You can
Yeah,
do it,
absolutely.
So yeah, I just kind of feel like it was just something inside of me that made me feel like I could do it. I don't know if it came from my parents or from me because it's so like it started at such a young age.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's always a combination of both. And there's a, I think, I mean, I definitely did it as a teenager. I wanted to go completely against everything my parents said, whereas certain people will find that encouragement and go for it. And it's having that balance, I suppose, of the both. So growing up, like you played quite a lot of different sports. Am I right in saying that? Like, what kind of sports did you play? What did you love? Have you continued any? Because I think CrossFit's got this notion of maybe not now as much, but before a lot of people, it was something that they found after their previous sport. It was something to keep that up. But what did you do and love kind of pre-CrossFit?
I did swimming at a very young age and gymnastics. Those were like my first two sports. And then I did basketball and soccer, cross country, track, volleyball. I did a little bit of what's it called? Rugby. That was in college. I mean, I've done some winter sports, but I grew up in Arizona, so I didn't get to do those as much. Those were more just like one-offs, but I like to try everything. I loved like climbing. So I tried a lot of different things, but I think the main ones were the first ones that I said.
Yeah. I love
And
any.
keeping those up, I do them randomly, but I don't do like a city league or anything like that.
Yeah, it's one of these things, right? I love speaking to people and hearing what they've done before because I probably should have asked you, is there anything you haven't done? Because you've done so much. But having like that background of doing so many sports, it makes so much sense. Like watching you and knowing your career, how did you then go from competing in all these different things to like, how did you discover CrossFit?
Well, I had a friend that wanted to go to a CrossFit gym, and she brought me. And I had also seen it on the TV before. I watched the CrossFit games, just very little. I didn't know anything about it. I just saw like a little blimp of it, thought it looked cool. And then months later, she asked me to go to a CrossFit gym, and I ended up going. And at the time, I was like going to a regular gym and doing like extreme bodybuilding workouts to where I'd like limp out of the gym. And then we would also do like run like 7 or 8 miles 5 or 6 times a week. So I
Wow.
thought I was in like super good shape. And then I went and did this CrossFit workout and it like crushed me. And I remember thinking, what the heck? Like, I thought I was in good shape. Like, I gotta keep doing this. It challenged me. And I felt like that little challenge like just kept me coming back. And I mean, that's pretty much how I discovered CrossFit and wanted to keep going, is because it was just so hard.
Yeah. Because again, it's something, it's a weird one because it could really scare people away, but it doesn't seem to do that. I suppose with that competitive edge as well, going like that's 7, 8 miles a week, like a few times a week. One is crazy, but obviously going into the gym too. Do you, I love asking this question. Do you remember what your first like class was that you were, I'm sure you weren't that bad at it, but you felt really bad at?
I don't remember the exact workout, but I do remember it was like 5 or 6 minutes long. It wasn't even long. And I do remember it had pull-ups, and it had deadlifts, and it had ring rows.
Right.
Yeah, it had one other thing, but I can't remember what it was. But it was very short, and it was a workout that everybody did when they came to the gym. It's like a first time workout. There was like lots of scores up there for like what everyone's already done. And I felt they said something like, oh my gosh, you did that so well. Like, you could be really good at this. And they were like super encouraging and super nice, like CrossFit communities usually are. And I don't know, it just really, everything about it just made me really happy and excited. And I just wanted to keep doing it.
Yeah. Did you find like as you kind of got more into it? Because obviously the first few sessions, everyone's probably like a deer in headlights. But As you started going more often in training, did you find that there were parallels with the sports that you'd already been doing, like your gymnastics or your running, etc.? Did you find that you were looking in workouts and being like, oh, I can actually do this, or this is easier for me?
Yeah, there was, I mean, running obviously what transferred right over, but running with lifting and running with gymnastics, like that changes everything. So I think it did help because I had some of those skills and some of that endurance buildup, but like CrossFit combines exercises to a way in a way that like makes those things way harder. So it was a new challenge. Like it did transfer like some of my skills from other things. Like obviously swimming helps when I did certain competitions, gymnastics that I did, like the handstand walking. I've always loved handstand walking now when I was little, and it's helped me so much in CrossFit. So there's definitely a lot of things in my old sports that transferred over, and I do think that really helped give me an edge up. But CrossFit in itself is a skill you have to learn. Like it's its own animal.
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of those things that I think, and I don't know if this is the appeal, but no one's ever going to perfect it. Like, you can get very, very close, as you did, and as many people do every year, but there's always going to be something new. Do you ever like watch things now and be like, all the new skills that they throw in, and are you ever jealous and be like, oh, I want to try that? Or is it more like, oh no, I'm
Yes.
glad I've avoided that?
Well, I think there were a couple times when I was pregnant and watching the games that I was like just itching to be able to do some of those things because I hadn't been able to do anything for a while. But there also have been times where I've seen the games and been like, oh man, I'm glad I'm not doing that this year because that looks rough. But usually it's always me just being like, oh, I could have been good at that one. Or, there's been years that I haven't been at the games now that I've been like, dang, I feel like I could have done really good that year because of the workouts that came out or something. It's fun to watch all the people that I know competing too. So I don't know. It's been really enjoyable both ways to have my babies and to just be able to watch other people succeed. And I don't know, everything about it is just great.
It's there's no sport like it, and I don't think, I think it's gonna be hard to match something like that. So when you first started, how long was going into that first class with your friend to, I'm gonna go, I want to compete at the games, this is where I'm at. What was that kind of period of time like?
Oh, geez, it probably wasn't that long. I know that I went to a CrossFit gym in 2012, at the end of 2012. And then I qualified for regionals in 2013. So
Crazy.
I don't know if at that time I was thinking I want to go to the CrossFit Games. Maybe I probably was because I probably wanted to compete at the highest level, whatever it was. But I don't specifically remember that, but I do know that as soon as I found CrossFit, I started going to local competitions and I didn't have very much money. So you could win cash prizes. So that got me like, oh my gosh, like I can do CrossFit and win money. So I started doing local competitions and winning those. And then it wasn't until I moved to the second gym that I started going to, where I think the coach there was like, you should try to go to regionals and then you can go to the CrossFit Games and all that. And I think he explained that to me. And so I was doing local competitions. Then I decided to try to do that. And that's probably when I did the open that following, whatever, February, March, and then qualified for regionals. But it wasn't until, let's see, I went to the games 16, 17, and 18. So if I qualified in 13, I went with them as a team. But I qualified as an individual. But I didn't know much about CrossFit then. And I went with them as a team. And then I went individual in 14 and 15, and then made it in 16.
Yeah. Not knowing much about CrossFit and going to regionals after your first open, which is crazy. It would be very unheard of for someone to achieve that now, you know, do their first open and go to semis. Would like what was that experience like? Was it a bit of a shock? Because regionals, like the talent is obviously exceptional. Like, how did you process that? What was it like for you?
You know, I think because I was so new to it, I didn't know any better. It was just kind of like, this is the next step. I don't know. It was kind of surreal because I did go as a team, and that was a year that in the first workout, every girl had to be able to do 3 muscle ups. And the 2 girls on my team couldn't do 3. And so I remember doing the muscle ups and then watch them try to get them the rest of the workout. And it was definitely like heartbreaking for them and for the rest of the team, you know, because I think after that they did eliminate the teams that couldn't do it. So we only got to do the first day. So I did get to watch all the other teams go and stuff the rest of the time. And I think it really motivated me to just be like, you know what? Like, I loved my team, but I just remember thinking, I'm not going to rely on anyone else anymore. Like, from there on out, I think I decided I'm an individual athlete and I'm just going to do this myself. And that's kind of what I did. The next year, I did it myself. And then till I made it, you know, like, I wasn't going to give up.
Yeah, that you took the question out of my mouth. That's what I was gonna say. Was it a you were gonna keep going until you got to the games?
Yeah, for sure. I was uber dedicated. I mean, it's easy to be super dedicated when you're 25, no kids, no husband. Like, you can just basically eat, sleep, train all day and be super focused. Here comes my husband with my earphones. Thanks. Guess I don't need these now, yeah, I was super dedicated. I wasn't gonna let anything stop me. I remember my mom being like, "Man, do you really want to do this?" And I'm like, "Yeah," because she went to the games with me. I think it was in 2013 or 14 because I was so dedicated, and she was watching it with me at the games in the StubHub Center. And she's like, "You want to do that?" And I was like, "Yeah, are you kidding me? I could totally do that." And yeah, so I was dead set on it from there on out.
Yeah, I love that. And it's funny when you talk to people that don't know about CrossFit. Like I'm sure your mum knew enough, but through you, but when you're like, oh yeah, it's like the sport of fitness, people are just like, what? It doesn't make sense to them. But it's such an atmosphere and it's such an incredible thing. And of course, as you just mentioned, 2016, 2017, 2018, 3 consecutive CrossFit games, such an incredible experience. I wanna let's touch in your rookie year first. Like, what were when you got there that first year, you'd obviously ticked off your goal, you'd been determined, I'm gonna get to the games. Did you then have like, were you going to win it? Like, what was the, did you go in with goals or was it just to get there?
Well, after I qualified, I mean, it was like the best feeling in the world. I mean, I was like crying because I was just like, oh man, I freaking finally did it. And I took a week to just like celebrate that accomplishment and like how hard I've been working for that. And then I sat down with my coach and he was like, "Okay, now we need to have a conversation. Are you going to the games because you just want to go and have a good experience and do the workouts and just be happy? Or do you want to go and do you want to try to win?" No hesitation. I looked at him. I was like, "I want to win. Like, I definitely want to win." He was like, "Okay, good. I was hoping you'd say that because that's what I want to train you for." And I was like, "All right, let's do it." So, I mean, I didn't know at all where I was going to stand or how I was going to go up against these other amazing women. But I was able to stay in the top 10 the whole weekend, which for me was like the most awesome thing ever. Because every heat, I was in the last heat every time going with these girls that I've been watching on TV for like ever, you know? So it was just, I mean, it was just such a cool experience because I felt like I had just like made it. Like, I don't know. I was wrecked. I mean, I like sold out. Like I have never pushed myself harder. I mean, I remember, I think it was on Saturday night. I was in the car on the way home and I took out my phone and I was looking at it and I took a video of myself and I was like, listen, do never do this again. Like, this is the hardest thing you've ever done in your whole life. I was like telling myself, I was recording myself because I wanted to be able to look back and be like, look, one and done. You do not need to do this again. I mean, I've never been more sore. My husband carried me from the car into the hotel room that night because I was just like, he's like, you still have a whole nother day of competition. Like, this is not even over yet. And I'm like, I know. Anyways, clearly the video didn't work
I
because
was
I'm
gonna say, yeah. A year later,
right
you were
back at
back
it.
there again.
Yeah, it's hard to stop. It's really hard to stop. I honestly, if I didn't want to have kids, I think I'd probably still be doing it. So.
I find that so interesting because like no one else was telling you not to go back. You were telling yourself how horrific it was. And yet, was it a the Open 2017 came around and you were like, yeah, sure, I'll go again.
It was just, I don't know, it's like competing and doing CrossFit for fitness was just, it turned into just a way of life, you know? It wasn't something, it was just something I got up and did every day. It wasn't like, don't know, I got married in 2017 too, so I wasn't married yet. I wasn't like, oh, I'm gonna have babies now, you know? It was like, oh, I'm gonna do another year that I did so well my first year. I'm going again. Like after the tiredness wore off, I was like, I'm going again for sure. You know?
Absolutely.
So, anyways, yeah, 2017 was such a good year.
Yeah, we've got to talk about it because for anyone who maybe doesn't watch the games but has potentially like watched the documentaries, etc., like the 2017 documentary is awesome for one, but of course, you're highlighted a lot in it as well, and you're there and you're wearing the leader's jersey and you're winning events. Like, how epic was that weekend for you?
Yeah, it's, I'll never forget it. I mean, it was, I mean, I felt so fit going into that weekend, you know? Like I just was so ready to have, because the first time was so hard because I just didn't have enough volume built up. I was still so fresh. And it's like 2017 year I was able to capitalize on what all the gains I'd already made, push myself even farther. And it felt like I kind of like broke through the ceiling. I feel like it's like a level. Like, and once you get past that, you can stay up there. I don't know. It's hard to explain. Like, it's kind of why a lot of girls that make it to the games, once you finally make it, it's a lot easier to keep coming back the next year. Because you've broke through that ceiling, your skills are there, your fitness just keeps getting better, and you're able to stay, keep going. Like I felt after I made it the first time, the second year, I didn't even think, oh, I'm not gonna make it, if that makes sense. Like it was like, oh, I don't know. It's, I don't know how to explain it, but that's kind of how it felt. It just felt like now I know I can be there and I'm gonna be there and this time I'm gonna do better. So, yeah.
And that year, like you say about you knew you could get there. What changed for you in that year? Like after you finished the games and you were never going to go back, and then you're like, no, obviously I'm going back. What kind of changed for you? Was it the programming and the training, or was it a mental thing to kind of put you in the best stead for 2017?
No, I think it was my coach telling me, like, because I was like, I can't go back and like be in that much pain and be that deep. And he's like, that won't happen again because you're going to be so much more fit this time. Like, you're going to be just that much better. And he was right. The second time did not hurt like the first time. I was so much more, I had so much more volume built up. I was able to recover so much better. I don't know. It was like I just took a, my fitness just took like a leap upwards, and I was able to get a lot more volume training in before the games. So I was just, because before it was like I gave it all just to qualify. And then this time, qualifying was just a step. And the games was like, now this is where I can put it all in. You know, like, I was burnt out at regionals my 2016, but 2017, I still had a bunch saved up, like my peak, because coaches kind of train you to peak at a certain time. So I was trained to peak at regionals to try to make it. This time it was just ramping up to be able to peak at the games. So I was just like so much more ready for the games in the second year. And mentally, I was just like in such a good place because I got married right after regionals. Just such a happy time in my life. And after I got to go on a huge honeymoon before the games. Like, it was, I don't know, I was just in a really happy place. And I felt fitness was really good, and I was just super excited for the games this time. And it was the first year it was going to Madison, which was cool that I got to go to Carson and Madison. So I don't know. I think it was just a combo of a lot of things that put me in a good place.
And it was that year, correct me if I'm wrong, but it was that year you won most improved as well, right?
Yeah.
And how, like, for obviously it would be great to win, and there's you I know you had event win, etc., but how important is an award like that, where your hard work and your dedication, and as you say, all those changes you made, how important is it that that's recognized too?
No, it was really nice to be recognized because I kind of felt like a lot of girls probably feel this way, but just don't talk about it. But I kind of felt like just under the radar a lot, like never ever would get recognition for anything that I was doing, because CrossFit has a lot of girls that have been doing it for a long time, have a lot of history with the sport, so they got a lot of recognition for all the accomplishments they were doing. So it always kind of felt like the girls that were coming into it were kind of just like in that shadow, I guess, you know, just trying to break through and like be on the same level as those girls. So I think that like getting that award kind of made me feel like, okay, you know, they do see me and see how hard I'm trying to like be able to break into this top 10 club of awesomeness, you know? Like, I don't know. It was nice to know that, like, you know, my hard work is paying off and I am getting there. So,
Absolutely. Anna, what was the experience like of wearing that leader's jersey too? Like, because when you watch the games and you watch the documentaries, the commentary makes it out like it's such a huge thing wearing the leader's jersey, and it must be for you as well, right? When you're on the floor, like, did you really try and soak it all in? And like, how many pictures did you take in it? All of that.
you know, like I should have taken more, but I didn't. You're so focused on the next workout And you have to be able to even be wearing that leader jersey. Like you have to be like so just in it, and you're not really thinking about wearing the leader jersey. I mean, I wasn't, but I look back now and I'm like, man, like, and Tyler always says this to me, my husband, he always says, Snow, you were like the first American in like, I think he said like 10 plus years to be in first place on a Saturday night. He's like, that's hasn't happened in forever. Like, you should be really proud of yourself. And it's fun to look back now and feel those things. But like in the moment, I was just like, next workout, what are we doing? How can I get through this? That workout though was special to me, not for the leader's jersey. It was special to me because of what the workout was. And the year before, my rookie year, there was a clean ladder. And at the end, I was not able to finish the clean ladder. I got time capped. But this one was special because I was able to hit the last clean when the last 10 seconds and like run to the finish line. And my mom and my sister were there, and they're like smacking my back and they're like, yeah. And it was just like, I think that was like the highlight of that games because I don't know, it was just special.
I love that. Excuse me. It's so great to watch and to watch back and experience all this and hearing from you as well, because like I've watched that documentary more times than I get to admit. So it's really cool to kind of hear the story behind that. And then going into 2018, I know you mentioned earlier in the episode that had you not wanted children, you probably would still be going now. Did you go into 2018 knowing it would probably be your last games or thinking it would probably be your last games? How did that season look for you?
Well, after 2017, I wanted to start having kids. But I also was having a hard time stopping because it was just getting better and better, you know? Like I had gotten six that year and I was just like, I can't, like I felt like I really could win the games. And but I had mixed feelings because I wanted to start a family because I'd gotten married. And I think I was probably around 29, 30. And I was just kind of starting to feel like I should stop focusing on CrossFit and start focusing on building my family because I knew that was going to be most important to me in the long run. But my husband was like, you know what, this could be your last opportunity to do something like this. Maybe just go one more year and then we'll. But it was definitely hard because I felt like I, instead of being feeling like CrossFit was life, it was starting to feel more like maybe this is holding me back a little bit in my life. And so, but it didn't stop me from putting everything I had into it. I wasn't gonna do it half, you know, because then nobody's winning. So I actually felt like I went into 2018 being like the fittest I've ever been, like even more than 2017. Like I thought for sure, like I was going to stand on the podium that year. And that didn't happen, obviously, because one of the first events was the bike crit. I think it was called a crit. Anyways, I got Katrin, David's daughter, hit me on her bike, sent me flying, which was really disappointing because I was in the top three going into the last lap. So, anyways, it would have been a really good start to my games, like I was hoping for. And that really put a damper on it because I had a concussion, had something wrong with my rib that day, but I was able to get through the second two workouts. Anyways, it really sucked. It kind of crushed that year for me. But looking back on it, if I would have made it to the top three, I might have been wanting to go again the next year. So I feel like that happened as a sign for me to be like, look, you need to stop this and start having your kids. And honestly, like, I'm so glad I did because now I have like three precious little babies and like they're, I love CrossFit, but it's like nothing compared to like being a mom and having my kids. Like, I'm like a thousand times happier. I'm still working out. I'm still fit. I might not get to go compete at the highest level anymore, but like I'm still like get to do the things that make me happy. Plus, I have my babies. So it's like awesome.
I love that. And as you say, it's everything happens for a reason, right? I mean, yeah, it would have been really cool, but as you say, it's worked out in this beautiful way for you. Do you have any regrets about like anything, your just your CrossFit career in general? Like, is there anything you wish you had have done? Like, obviously, you could potentially still do things in the future, but like during those times, like any maybe events that you didn't do or anything you look back on and think, oh, I wish I'd have maybe done that.
Regrets, no. My only regret is maybe wishing that I would have found CrossFit earlier and could have started doing it earlier. But other than that, no, I think I pushed it as long as I possibly could, before having kids. And now, like in the future, I'm hoping to like heal my body better because after having three babies now, my back, I just have like some laxivity in my spine still from having a baby, which can happen. So I'm only 11 months out from having this last baby. So I just need to give it some time to like let everything heal back together. I'm doing physical therapy, rehab stuff. Basically everything I can to just like try to take care of myself. And once I feel like I'm in a healthy, good position, I think I'm gonna try to do the masters. So
Nice.
just because it would be fun, I kind of want to be able to do CrossFit and show my kids, start teaching them how to be dedicated. So
I was going to ask that, especially now the Masters has kind of shifted and it's got this whole new it's games of itself. I think it's going to be really interesting and hopefully we'll see some familiar faces back out on the floor because you could potentially end up competing with the same people you competed with 6, 7 years ago. How cool would that be?
so cool because quite a few of them have kids now themselves. And so I could see us all out there being like master moms. Someone at my gym calls it muscle moms. I was just like, that's hilarious. I was like, we could all be out there competing at the games and afterwards having our little kids come out and stand with us. Like, how cool would that be?
It would be so cool. And I think there is such a thing as mum strength. Yeah, I'm in forever in awe of it. Do you feel like your relationship with working out has changed massively since you became a mum?
Oh, totally. Because when you're a mom, like you come second, your kids are first. So, before my workout was like, I did that no matter what. Now it's like yesterday, my babysitter was sick, couldn't come watch my kids. So I stay home with the kids. I find another way to like get some kind of fitness in. I go for a walk with them or I take them to the park. I chase them around. I get some form of movement in, make it an active recovery day or whatnot. But I just now I look at fitness as if I get a hard workout in, wow, I did super good today. If I get a somewhat workout in, that's okay too. I'm tired, I'm up in the middle of the night sometimes with my kids. Like I can't expect myself to perform like a professional athlete anymore. Like, I have to go easy on myself. I think I have a lot more patience with like me, like I'm not so hard on myself. I do have to put a lot more thought into like, okay, did I get enough sleep last night? Am I okay to work out hard today? Because do I need to eat more today to like be able to survive this night or day with my kids, you know? Because I have little kids, like they're full time right now. So I don't know. I look at working out as an extra. It's still a priority, but still an extra, I guess. Like I make sure I get it in, but if it doesn't happen, I'm not upset about it.
I love that. Well, potentially we'll maybe see you back out on the competition floor, but it's so nice to hear how happy you are and how wonderful and your life is, and them very gorgeous, cute kids of yours.
Oh, thank
Love
you.
seeing them. Before I let you go, Tennille, I just have to ask you some quick fire questions, which everyone gets asked.
All right.
They may have changed over the years from being competitive to, as you say, now having it as a potential extra. But your favorite lift?
Jeez. My favorite lift is probably gonna have to be a snatch.
Nice. Favorite overall CrossFit movement?
Handstand walking or rope climbs. I like
Nice.
both of them a lot.
Either inverted or high.
Yes.
Love that. Your favorite, I know you've done quite a few of them at the games, but your favorite benchmark WOD?
Oh, geez. Oh, I like Murph. I like running. So I don't know. I also like Grace because I like clean and jerks, but I feel like I have a better chance of winning at Murph.
Love that. And if you, I know you obviously your very first experience at regionals was on a team, but if you were to go to the games on a team, maybe Muscle Mums should be the name of it. But if you were to, go back to the games on a team, whether it be in the past or the future, who would you have go with you on your team?
Oh, geez. Oh, this is a hard one. I've never really thought about that. Someone that comes to my mind is Cassidy Lance because she has like the same family as me going on right now. Like she has three littles as well. And we're friends and we always talk about CrossFit and our past. I also really like Camille or Kara.
Nice. Mum
I love
squad.
both of them. Yeah, and they have kids, and I talk to both of them, and they're really sweet and hard workers. So I think any of those girls, like I would feel comfortable knowing that they're going to put their all into it.
Any guys?
Oh, what is his name? No, I don't. I'm cool with all the guys. Like
Yeah.
I like them all. Like I don't have any favorites in the guys' side. Like I never really got to pay much attention to what they were doing anyway, but I'm sure any of the guys would be
I
awesome.
think, quite frankly, the if that was your team, you, Cassidy, Camille, and Kara, you'd probably have a very good chance of beating a mixed team anyway.
Yeah.
Would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Love that. Well, thank you, Tennille, so much. It's been, as I said, an absolute pleasure, and I really hope to potentially see you back out on the floor. But as I say, just keep living your life. It sounds like you are having the best time. So thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.